This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia claims to have captured Mariupol in southern Ukraine after a nearly three-month siege, leaving over 20,000 civilians feared dead. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu declared what he called a complete liberation of Mariupol and of the Azovstal steel plant in the port city. The plant was the last stronghold of Ukrainian resistance. There was no immediate confirmation from Ukraine. Russian state media claimed over 2,400 Ukrainian fighters who had been holed up in the steel mill had surrendered. As they surrendered, the troops were taken prisoner by the Russians, and at least some were taken to a former penal colony. Others were said to be hospitalized. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine on Saturday ruled out agreeing to a ceasefire with Russia and said Kiev would not accept any deal with Moscow that involves ceding territory, acknowledging that Kiev's stance on the war was becoming more uncompromising. A presidential advisor said making concessions would backfire on Ukraine because Russia would hit back harder after any break in fighting. Quote, the war will not stop after any concessions. It'll just be put on pause for some time, he told Reuters in an interview. He dismissed as very strange calls in the West for an urgent ceasefire that would involve Russian forces remaining in territory they have occupied in Ukraine south and east. Both sides say peace talks have stagnated. Each blames the other. Thousands of people have been killed. Millions have been displaced, and towns and cities have been devastated since Russia invaded on February 24th. Russia says it's taken full control of the southern city of Mariupol in what it calls a special military operation in Ukraine, but its invasion has stalled in other areas. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At the U.S.-Mexico border near Texas, migrants crossing illegally knew little about U.S. pandemic restrictions or a judge's ruling that blocked U.S. President Joe Biden's plan to lift them. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In Eagle Pass, Texas on Friday, a group of migrants link arms as they wade across the Rio Grande and are immediately met with U.S. Border Patrol agents. In the shade of an overpass, they change into dry clothes, and agents collect information before they are loaded into waiting vans. They knew little about Title 42 authority or any legal uncertainty around it. The provision denies migrants a chance to request asylum on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. Leonor Zuniga tells the AP there's no free will or freedom of expression in Nicaragua. We have absolutely nothing, he says. We live submissive to what the government hurtfully tells us, or we leave. Nicaraguan Gerald Nunez says he hopes the law will lean a little in favor of the migrants, with so many coming out of necessity. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korea's president said after a meeting Saturday they will consider expanded joint military exercises to deter the nuclear threat from North Korea at a time when there's little hope of real diplomacy on the matter. The announcement reflects a shift in direction by both leaders from their predecessors. Biden said cooperation between the U.S. and South Korea shows, quote, our readiness to take on all threats together.
Our armed forces stand side by side, standing sentinel on a peninsula for seven decades to preserve the peace and make possible that shared prosperity.
North Korea, which has defended its nuclear weapons and missile development as a necessary deterrence against what it describes as U.S. threats, could well respond angrily to Saturday's announcement. The World Health Organization said it expects to identify more cases of monkeypox as it expands surveillance in countries where the disease is not typically found. As of Saturday, 92 confirmed cases and 28 suspected cases of monkeypox have been reported from 12 member states that are not endemic for the virus, the UN agency said, adding it will provide further guidance and recommendations in the coming days for countries on how to mitigate the spread of monkeypox. Recapping our top story, Russia claims to have captured Mariupol in southeastern Ukraine after a nearly three-month siege, leaving over 20,000 civilians feared dead. Ukraine on Saturday ruled out agreeing to a ceasefire with Russia and said Kiev would not accept any deal with Moscow that involved ceding territory. Acknowledging that Kiev's stance on the war was becoming more uncompromising, a presidential advisor said making concessions would backfire because Russia would hit back harder. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.